Hey guys, this is Jeff on the WalkingCross.com podcast. I hope you're having a great day today. One of the things I wanted to talk about to you today was, and a few thoughts was, is making sure you're always doing what is right. Now, these are not necessarily tied to directly to verses today, but I think some of them may directly be tied to what I think the verses are talking about, which is always being honest with people and always doing what God would have you do. You know, if you're always telling the truth, you don't have to worry about the lie that you've told because, well, you was telling the truth. Now, you may not remember it, and sometimes that happens to me, and you may even thought to been lying about a situation. But, you know, hey, these things happen from time to time, but if you're always telling the truth, you know, you don't have to worry about that lie. But number one, you don't really have to worry about what other people think, too. I know that sounds bad, and some of these are just my opinion. I can't blame this on the Bible. You know, I think a lot of the things we, as people, we develop opinions. And, you know, I think it's best to develop opinions between the two of either on based on God's Word or our own life. I think it needs to be based upon God's Word. Now, sometimes we, like I said, we have our own opinions. And I may be wrong about some of my opinions, but I really feel like if we're doing the right thing, a lot of times we don't need to worry about what other people think. We don't need to think about that a lot because the truth is you're going to make enemies by it. You know, the truth brings out your enemies because a lot of your enemies probably doesn't like truth. But you know, God is the judge and God can take care of that. But I wanted to bring that out as the first point today. The first point is making sure that you're always doing what is right. And number two is, like I said, not caring as much about what other people think about it. You have to get to the point where you're comfortable in your own skin. People are not going to like the truth sometimes. They're not going to like that you tell the truth. They're thinking, hey, you should just keep this to yourself. They may even be thinking you should lie about it. You know, maybe that's what they would do. Maybe it wouldn't be what they would do. You have to make a stand and do what is right. And when you do what's right, again, like I said, you don't have to worry about that lie that you told because you didn't tell one. You don't have to worry so much about what other people think because you're doing what is right. And that's another thing I wanted to talk about. This is the third thing today, talking about telling the truth to people in a way that is not emotionally charged. And let me talk about that for a minute. You know, I found myself in the last little bit being able to tell the truth to people, you know, even sometimes things that are hard to hear, but being able to tell them and say, you know, I don't see it that way, or I don't like that, or this is not what I think, and just being direct with people and telling them things, you know, and that's hard to do, but sometimes people will avoid the truth. They'll avoid telling them extra things because they think it will hurt their feelings. You know, or they think they don't want to be unliked, or, you know, or they don't want to be felt like that person's mean or just a nasty person. You have to stand up for something. And if people realize that you're going to give them the truth and you're going to tell them, you're not doing it in a mean way and you're not doing it in emotion, but you're actually telling people the truth. And they know that they can get the truth from you. I think they'll respect that of you. Now, they may not like it. They may not like what you're saying. But if you get to the point where you're telling people the truth in a non-emotional way, in a logical way, and you say, look, this is how I feel about this. I don't agree with this. Or it may be something that you agree with somebody on. But get in the habit of telling people what they need to hear, which is the truth. Now, I'm not encouraging you to hurt people's feelings. I'm not encouraging you to do that type of thing. But what I am encouraging you is always tell the truth. Always do what is right. And when somebody needs to hear something and needs to be told, and if you care, if you say you care about that person and you love that person, and it needs to be said, that's a big thing, and it needs to be said. You don't just tell somebody the truth because you can, because you want to be mean, or you want to be, you're angry at them, or you're fearful, or you're afraid, or you say something because of one of those negative emotions that you may be feeling at the moment. But you tell people out of love. You know, that's the thing. Do you really love somebody if they're hurting and there's something you could do to help them, but you keep the truth from them because you want to be liked. So I know these are hard to hear today, but the fourth thing, I think I'm on the fourth thing, and that is focus on what matters. Don't focus on what don't matter, okay? You think, well, what do you mean by that? The truth is, a lot of things in life, people will say, oh, well, this matters, or that person likes you, or they don't like you, or you're going to get this raise, or you're not going to get this raise, or you're going to get fired, or whatever the case is. In most cases, those things don't matter because they are not eternal things. Focus on the things that are eternal things. That means things that are going to outlast you. That means the blessings that you're helping others, the things you're doing for God in the ministry, the smile that you gave to somebody that was having a bad day, the thing that you did to uplift somebody that was having a bad day. Whatever the case is that is good, think on those things. That's what the Bible talks about, is thinking on the good things. But focus on the things that outlast you, the things that are eternal. Those things matter. Whether Sally liked you or Brad didn't like you, those things generally die with you. But the things that you give to other people, they live on. The things you do for God, they live on. So I hope you've got something from this today. Hope it's been a benefit to you. But those are just a few things that you can do. I think I mentioned four things, but I wanted to mention one more thing. I may get my numbers off and call them four or five or some other number. I believe it's the fifth thing. And that is focus on moving forward. Always be making forward movement. And let me explain what I mean by that. Always be making progress. You may not be making big progress. That's okay. Focus on making progress. You know, if you start your day and you think, well, I just don't like my day, you need to start your day in the right state. Start your day in the right state. Find a way to be happy before you go to work. Don't wait to work and see the work and then think to be happy. Try to be happy before you ever get there. And sometimes, like I'm telling you, it's focus on moving forward and making progress. And how you do that is you focus on what you've got in front of you. And you think about how you're going to do it the most effective way. One of the most important things that we can do in what we're doing is make progress. We are geared as people to want to have progress. Now, some of us, I'm sure, may argue and say, well, I want to sit in the recliner. But sometimes when we get more progressive in what we're doing, we start to feel, well, I've got energy. I've got momentum. It's because you're geared for progress. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. But these are just a few things, not really based on verses per se, but I hope they blessed your life. And I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.